CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. Trains to and from Guangzhou have been suspended after landslides blocked a major line linking Guangzhou and Beijing. An estimated 80,000 passengers were not able to board their trains, and passengers have been warned not to come to the station. Floods triggered by continuous downpours since Friday have left at least 9 people dead in Guangdong Province. Meantime, relief work is underway as the worst flooding in decades in northeast China killed at least 40 people since Friday. Egypt's official news agency MENA says a total of 36 members of the Muslim Brotherhood have died in a riot as they attempted to escape when being moved to a jail on Sunday. Armed clashes broke out between security forces and militants who attacked police vehicles carrying detainees affiliated with a brotherhood. Some 612 people were ordered to 15 days in custody, pending investigations over Saturday's clashes at Al-Fatah Mosque, which left at least 79 killed. UN inspectors have arrived in Damascus to investigate the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. The team is set to visit 3 sites over the next 2 weeks, including a northern town near Aleppo, which is at the center of allegations of chemical weapons use. Syrian government and the rebels are blaming each other for an alleged chemical weapons attack on Khan al-Asal in March, in which 25 people were killed with 130 others injured. Libyan Interior Minister Mohammed al-Shaik has resigned 3 months after taking the post. Al-Shaik is reportedly not trusted by Prime Minister Ali Zaidan and some other lawmakers. His predecessor, Achour Chouayel, also resigned 6 months after taking office. Libya's interior ministry has come under recent pressure to handle the country's continuing violence. Most parts of Metro Manila and nearby provinces in the northern Philippines have been submerged from floods due to heavy rains brought by Tropical Storm Trami. Due to heavy rain and floods, the Philippine government declared a suspension of classes at all levels in the capital region and northern provinces. The government also ordered the suspension of work in the government offices in Metro Manila, except those involved in disaster risk reduction and management. Trading at the Philippine Stock Exchange was also suspended. North and South Korea have agreed to reopen their talks over the reunion of families separated by the Korean War. This will be the first of such talks in 3 years. The North Korean government is proposing to hold the talks at Mount Kwamgan Resort. Instead, South Korea says it prefers the meeting to be held on the South Korean side of the border village of Panmunjom. The agreement comes days after the two sides reached a deal on operation of the joint Kaesong Industrial Zone. New data shows that Japan's trade deficit nearly doubled last month as a weaker yen sent the country's energy import bill soaring. The finance ministry reported a bigger-than-expected deficit of 1 trillion yen, or $10.5 billion, for July. It was the 13th straight month of shortfalls in what is the longest deficit spell in more than 3 decades. The gap came even as the value of exports jumped 12.2% in July from a year earlier, powered by strong demand in the United States and China, as well as Europe. China Securities Regulatory Commission, or CSRC, is suggesting it was a system error that caused irregular trading last Friday. CSRC says it was not human error, but design flaws in the trade unit of China Everbright Securities that triggered the inconsistent trading. The flaws were reportedly triggered last Friday and resulted in huge orders at market prices, with the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index spiking almost 6% within 3 minutes. The Chinese Commerce Ministry has issued a statement applauding the appointment of Yi Xiaojun as Deputy Director General of the World Trade Organization. Yi Xiaojun will be the first Chinese national to play such a role. The Commerce Ministry says the appointment demonstrates the role China and other developing countries play in the WTO. He was China's Vice Minister of Commerce before taking office in Geneva as China's permanent representative to the organization in 2011. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.